Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus podcast, presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, I am Jenna Cottrell. The Bills beating the Patriots today in Orchard Park in Week 18 as they lock up the second seed in the AFC. That means home field advantage for this team looking forward in terms of, you know, second seed. All right, Mike, emotional day today in Orchard Park. Obviously, DeMar Hamlin continues to improve. Really great results in terms of what his recovery has been so far. But we saw hats and shirts and the signs today and just a really emotional atmosphere at Highmark Stadium. We'll talk about, you know, the opening drive of the game or in terms of that kickoff return for the touchdown. But what did you make of just seeing everyone out there today wearing all those number threes?
Yeah, I thought it was great. And again, this stuff happens in different ways for different people.
Yeah.
And I heard Trey White today just talk about being on that field and being right there when DeMar went down and how it still impacts him today. So while there's a bunch of guys on the team and they're all out there trying to play on Sunday, they're all going to handle it differently. And with some guys, it became almost immediate joy when they saw DeMar and now seeing all this stuff going on for him. But other guys are processing it differently. So I look at it and say you get a group of people together. They all had a shared experience, but a different version of that. And so I think it was, and I think you used the word cathartic, I think it was this week. They're all coming along at different ways, but you walk out on that field and there's a bunch of Bills fans. I get it, but this was different. This was different because it was not about the game. It was about the guy. It eventually became the game.
Yeah.
But it was about the guy, and he symbolizes the team, you know, fighting back kind of team, the city fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one with that, you know, terrible situation, and he's just been spectacular in his recovery to this point.
Yeah.
So it was different than anything I've seen for a game leading up to it. And I think the entire organization needed a day like today.
I could not agree more. I feel like I will not forget this game for a very, very long time. It was such a unique kind of pregame experience because of just seeing in the crowd how united everyone was. I mean, it's all a group of Bills fans, and obviously there's always great positivity and all this stuff, but it was just, there was so much love. And seeing all of the signs and the shirts and the hats and all of just, I was so impressed by how many people, you know, took time to make something for a player on this Bills team. And I think how unifying the situation has been, and just the positivity around it, knowing that things are moving in such a great direction, it makes me emotional thinking about the relief that this team feels, that DeMar's family feels, that DeMar feels, but also the fact that the Bills today were able to kind of show that love to a guy, and the response was just incredible.
And to this point, I have never felt, and it's not even been a week. When most people are listening to this, it's been just almost exactly a week.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt like, I know this maybe sounds bad to say it, that they're using it.
Yeah, it's not contrived.
No.
No.
This has been, this was.
This is authentic.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Which is also, I feel like, somewhat rare.
It is. And, you know, I'm at that game on Monday in Cincinnati, and I didn't know at the moment the cause of what happened to DeMar. And you felt like the hit had something to do with it. And then initially where they were talking about getting the team back on the field. And I've covered this league for 35 years. I've been around it, and I love watching football. I love the game. I love being around it. But there are times I hate the game. And there were that moment I was sitting there thinking, this man's like, he died on the field and they brought him back. That's what it was.
Yeah, so it was.
And it was almost like in that moment you have, I won't say irrational thoughts, but you are thinking, you're angry that this happened to this guy. And it kind of, in the moment, where there's a lot of hard hits and a lot of things in football, you felt like it was football that did that. And yeah, it played a role in it, but when you see it what it was, it was really terrible circumstances of the hit that goes on all the time that put him in that spot. But what I'm getting at is from that moment to this game on Sunday, it didn't just go snap of a finger, oh, he's feeling better and now we're good.
Yeah.
It took a while for everybody. It took a while for fans. It took a while for me because you were kind of like, oh, God.
I mean, this felt minute to minute.
Yeah.
Like every, and people, you know, were texting Mike. We've talked about this between us. They were texting you. They were texting me. What do you know? All this stuff. And a lot of times on a subject, we sometimes do know some, I want to say insider info maybe. But with this, it was like, I don't know. We don't know. And the uncertainty that was unfolding with everything and just how much anxiety there was. But, and then for this Bills team to go out there and,
Wait a minute. It's absurd that they ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown.
You know, it's funny because we've talked about, like, Hines were like, you know, he's due for one. Like, he had some nice returns, all this stuff. And then for it to be in that moment, it was like, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
You could not have written the script better.
No, I was almost laughing watching him run down the field. I'm like, really? Like, the Bills are not have not been a great return team, and he's got a good history, but even the couple good ones he had got called back on penalties. Like, it hasn't been great, and he takes it the distance against the Patriots. It was crazy.
On the opening kickoff.
Opening kickoff, the first play since what happened, and that was incredible. Oh, by the way, then he did it again.
Yeah, which was
just showing off, if you're Hines.
It was so funny because I was at the field, I was, you know, Hines was right in front of me because I was like, there's no way I should go into the opposing end zone or the end zone he ended up scoring in, because I was like, there's no way that will actually happen.
To explain to people, like, as a photographer, you're either going to be sort of behind the play or in front of the play.
Yeah.
And there's not really a great reason to be in front of the play on a kick return.
Considering they'd never done it. And I was like, there's no way it will be this game that
Most
it happens.
Most of them end up going in the end zone.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, they're starting from where they're starting. But I just...
And Josh Allen, what did he say?
He said it was spiritual. And to be on the field in that moment and to see the elation and just fans was so cool. The smiling, the cheering, the embracing, some tears. Like, I just felt like Western New York needed that.
Yeah.
And just to see what that meant to so many people.
Yeah.
And to know that DeMar Hamlin was watching as well.
Oh, yeah, and he was tweeting LFG.
Yeah.
I think it was, maybe.
Yeah.
It was, which was...
Yeah.
Yeah, which was great.
It was just... it literally was unbelievable. I think Josh Allen said it right. Like, it was. He said he had chills. It's like, yeah. It was just, yeah. Absolutely.
Because it was the opening kick, and Dion was saying, like, you know, God is real. And, you know, these are spiritual, a lot of spiritual guys, some more religious than others, but they felt
a
bond of belief, and whatever form you pray or think or whatever, they were feeling that as a group. And I got to say, for a group of a mix of people from all over the place,
yeah,
I don't find this group to be, I find them to be pretty authentic. Not every guy in every moment, but I think this, and they've shown even more of that during this.
I feel like they are very authentic. That's all. That's been kind of, I just feel like, you know, every team, when we talk to these guys, every team that I've covered in Buffalo, they say, we're so close. You know, we really, like, we love one another. We're a family, all this stuff. And I do believe being in Buffalo is a part of that reason, because they all hang out with each other so much. They're always, you know, playing video games, what have you. But going through the situations, multiple situations, yeah, that this team has gone through, it's like, I mean, Brandon Bean even said it in his press conference, like, I will always remember this team, and I will always be proud of this team because of what because it feels real. It really does, of, like, the care and compassion and the love that they have for their fellow teammate. It just, that's what makes it football, and that's what makes it special, though.
Yeah.
Because, again, I've never covered really another team, but I've been to a lot of stadiums and I've talked to a lot of other reporters, and it is not usually, I feel like this.
Yeah, I think they have an honesty amongst each other,
yeah,
that's rare for any group of people, any group of men or people in general. I think they've gotten to know each other well enough. There's still high expectations for each other.
Yeah.
But they're supportive. You mentioned it today. I think you said Gabe Davis came off the field after not catching that ball in the end zone, and Dawson was right there to pick him up.
Yeah.
And they've all had tough moments.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh had a terrible stretch in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
And you get picked up by each other. And I don't think that just happens football-wise. I just, you know, they've been, look at Dawson, what he's been through this year.
Yeah.
And I will say, I'm not Pollyanna that I believe everything, but you do get a feel that they are, that word, and I don't know if I've even used that with you guys in saying it, of authentic. I really do. And they're different personalities. I mean, you're sitting there and it's like, you talk to people like Dion and Mitch. They couldn't be more different personalities,
yeah,
but they get each other.
Yeah.
And they,
like, Dion's loud, boisterous, right, like, cracking jokes, so funny. And then Mitch is, like, more reserved and obviously, I think, a lot more just kind of under the radar, more comfortable, yeah, in being, I want to say, not the typical O-lineman, but kind of just like, yeah, you know what? He's like, this is my job, this is my role, and I don't need the extra shine that comes with other,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot going for them that way.
And they, but they still care about each other, one and the same. And yeah, I just think that it's been cool to see this team kind of all come together. And obviously the circumstances surrounding why they are so close-knit are awful.
Yeah.
But at the same point, I think if there's going to be some positives that come out of it, I think that is definitely one.
So in the game itself, the Bills score that touchdown, 7-0. You feel like this one's going to get ugly fast.
Yeah.
And I give New England credit.
They played well.
They came back down. They end up tying the game. They walk down the field. What are you laughing at?
Sorry, I'm only laughing because Matt Patricia, when he was walking into the locker room today, I was just getting some video of the team walking in, and he had on a hat that was like a newsboy cap, and right, I was like, he looks like an extra in Peaky Blinders. Like, I was just like, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I just can't take him seriously. I'm sorry. Although I will say, you know, the offense played pretty well.
Yeah,
but
they moved the ball.
That was
game.
My thought process.
But then the Bills take the lead again, and then they let him come back again.
This is one of the concerns I do have about this Bills team, is they really struggle to close teams out. They really struggle at some points to, like, close the door.
Yeah.
And that can sometimes bite you. But
oh, yeah. It could. And
but then there's Josh Allen.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So then you find themselves, Josh throws that pick before half.
Ugly.
And then they give up the field goal to start in the second half. And now you're down 17-14.
Yeah.
And you're going, okay, because you mentioned the beginning, this game means the 2 seed, which means 2 home games, which means the Bengals come to Buffalo. Again, assuming wins here. Bengals come to Buffalo. It also means if you play the Chiefs in the AFC title game, it's at a
neutral
site.
Yeah.
They had a ton at stake. It was big for the Patriots to make the playoffs, but let's be honest. I don't think they were going to go anywhere if they made it anyhow.
Yeah.
They're okay in moments. They played hard, but that's not a team that looks like it's going to make any kind of run. And it, not saying it was bigger for the Bills, but it was pretty big.
Yeah.
With everything that was at stake, and they let that. And you just said it. They had Hines run back the touchdown, which was incredible that he did it a second time. First time since 2010, only the 11th time in NFL history. There's been two kick returns by a guy for a touchdown. And the Bills have not been a good return team.
Yeah.
They just haven't done that. So to have that, but then New England goes down and it's a, what was it, 5-point game. And then Josh makes two plays that are just spectacular.
Just unbelievable. There's, you know, again, I've been on a lot of sidelines and I've gotten to cover a lot of games and I've seen a lot of opposing quarterbacks, and just sometimes you see a ball go up and you're like, oh, that's gross, that's a lame duck, no power to that, like that should be picked off. And then you see,
you just described 20 years of Bills football before Josh got to
I guess he was worth the wait.
Yeah.
But just to, like, rifle that ball, or not even rifle it, but just the digs. John Brown was an incredible catch.
First of all, John Brown, he's like, hey, John.
It was very backyard.
Yeah, go a little farther. I'm just going to chuck it. Nobody's going to get it but you. And it's John Brown, quality wide receiver in his day. It hadn't been his day for more than a day here.
Yes.
And there's John Brown.
You can't be the one making old jokes.
I know, but it's the NFL. Like, the old guys are like my age in the real world. Huh, I'm going to believe that.
No, they're like my age in the real world.
No, I mean, well, never mind. You know what I mean. I'm saying is, when you're John Brown, you've been around the league. You're the old head on the team. Like, that's who you are.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been playing. For him to make that play was great. How about Josh trusting him? And how about him laying that ball out? Spectacular.
Yeah, it was just, we all were looking, all the other photographers were like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Because of just the strength that he has and the fact that he can have that rapport with John Brown, a guy he really has barely thrown to in the last couple of weeks. It's like, that's unbelievable.
Josh had 3 touchdown passes today. He scrambles right to John Brown and he heaves it. Beautiful throw.
Then the Dawson Knox one,
he showed more patience in the pocket than I've ever seen him.
I was
he
thinking
didn't
that
move.
I was scared because I was like, he's not moving. Like, I was like, oh no.
What's he doing? And he finds Knox. And the Diggs one was a 3rd and 10. Huge play.
That throw.
Beautiful.
If Patrick Mahomes does that throw. Sorry, that's always the joke. But I mean,
Diggs. Watch Diggs, the way he stays with the defender and then tracks the ball. He made it look so smooth. The throw was perfect, but he made it look so smooth. He's in the end zone. Diggs looked like Diggs in this game.
Yeah, he did.
So, now look, were there issues today?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, I don't know what they were doing on the punt.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Okay, what is Tywan Jones doing? So the punt's there and it's bouncing, and he gets sort of pushed into the ball, but come on, that's why you're on the team. You're a special teams guy. You cannot make mistakes like that. And he got close, and he got pushed into the ball, and somebody was like, illegal. No, they're allowed to block you.
Yeah.
And he did, and he pushed him, and he pushed him into the ball, and the ball came loose, and New England got it. And then I did not like the way they ran their offense after that when they got it back, where they didn't take a lot of time off the clock.
That was surprising to me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
And then they got a couple of picks, which was
huge.
Jermaine Edmonds caught the ball.
He did.
How about that?
Splash play.
Yeah.
Splash
and Milano. How about Milano catching the one in the end zone?
I know.
And you're like, most people are thinking, well, take a knee. And he's like, screw that, man. I'm going.
That was funny.
And he's looked good running
the
ball.
Yeah, he did, actually, yeah.
And he got like 40 yards. So they made enough plays there. I didn't love the pass rush today. I didn't think it was great. I didn't like, you got Dean Marlowe out there in the secondary. God bless him. And this guy came. He's not a starting safety, but he's become one.
Yeah.
He's literally taken over playing for DeMar. I mean, DeMar's out, and he's playing. So
I think, there's absolutely things to clean up. And this is, sometimes I worry about this Bills team because I feel like they play down to who they play.
I sometimes just think they are missing Micah Hyde. They are missing
Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Yeah.
Right? key guys there. I don't love the offensive line. Spencer Brown keeps getting nicked up. I don't love the offensive line.
He fell down today, and I was like, oof.
Yeah, so there's some issues. But guess what? I watch Kansas City, and they do a lot of cool things and all. But they have flaws, too. They let teams stay in the game. Heck, even the stinking Raiders, who are bad, would make one more play. They could have been in that game.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati started to, you know, fall back a little bit in the second half. So every team's got some issues.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, the Bills are – they're a really good team with a great quarterback. But they have holes.
Yeah.
And certain teams can expose them more.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Miami. So what do you think?
I mean, I think in terms of the quarterback situation, that's obviously the biggest thing to pay attention to. When we're recording this on Sunday, Vegas's line looks like it's not going to be Tua Tagovailoa playing.
Yeah.
And I think that, when you look at it that way, obviously completely changes the complexion of this game. Because if you have Tua, and he's playing like Tua, which, you know, who at one point was having an MVP caliber season by many, and you have Tyreek Hill and you have Jaylen Waddle, like, that is a very challenging game still at home. But when you have, I always want to call him Chip Skylark. Sorry, it's from an old TV show. It's from Fairly Odd. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
but
but
Skylar Thompson. Yeah, obviously that's just way different.
Well, I mean, for the Bills' purposes, if Tua is not playing, and again, he has to clear protocol, you can't lose to Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. Yeah. I mean, you'll be home. Like, they have some guys, but, you know, it's not quite the same. So, look, do I think this Bills team is unbeatable? No. Do I think, you know, sometimes people say, oh, they've got great – their roster is good. It's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some flaws. And I'm really – the Gabe Davis one really bothers me, because I thought he was going to be better than this.
Well, how many targets did he have today? How many catches?
I know he should have had the one in the end zone. He had another one on the sidelines. He didn't get – would have been a tough catch. It was a little high, but doesn't get his feet in. Like,
so, yeah, I
just – it's – it. You know, and it was nice to see Khalil Shakir make a nice catch, snag the ball, make a run. But
the secondary receivers, you're like, oh,
and you're down corners, you're down players, you're down a safety, you're down a D lineman. Like,
yeah.
So the defense is good, but it's not, you know. And really, stop with the Leslie Frazier stuff. I got people saying it. I'm like, yeah, you're playing with Dean Marlowe back there, and he hobbled to some extent Jordan Poyer. He's tough as nails,
dude,
but he's not 100%.
Truly.
So, you know, and Trey made that play, and it was good. Now, I'd like to see Christian Benford be out there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't active in this game.
Yeah, but I was surprised that he wasn't active. But,
you know, I think sometimes people feel like this roster has got, you know, all pros at every position. It's got a mediocre offensive line, one star wide receiver, and some good players.
Yeah. I mean, there is obviously a bunch of talent there, but there's also been, uncharacteristically, a bunch of injuries as well.
Oh, yeah, but – and, you know, their corners are okay.
I think that pick today for Trey was huge.
It was nice for him.
That,
yeah,
I think,
play.
Makes him feel like himself. And I think confidence, as Micah Hyde said,
is
a hell of a drug. And I feel like you could see him and his body language kind of, like, come back to life.
Do you think I should call Micah and say you should play now? Do you think that would be a good idea?
You know, I think he's waiting for that, honestly. He's like, I need Mike Catalana's input.
I saw him walking off the field today. You know, he's out there, and he was talking to somebody on the Patriots as they were leaving the field. I have no idea if there's a plan to get him ready. Like, it could be cleared. We have no idea where he is in this case.
Man,
he's on the injured list, so they'd have to take him off.
Yeah.
But, man. Could they use him out there?
Oh, could you imagine? Yeah. I mean, what he could add.
And I'm saying this like it's his choice.
I don't know where he is.
This was a neck
injury.
But
that's the thing. It is a neck injury, and that's something to consider.
And maybe
we've seen him
mind,
on the side of practice for the last, it feels like, couple weeks now.
Yeah.
If not longer.
But especially without DeMar. Yeah.
I will say, being around practice, you know when a guy's, you know, not feeling great but continuing to kind of go work through things. And you know when you see a guy who's like able to physically work out at a strong pace.
Right.
And that, to me, is Micah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're just throwing that out there because
we don't know. But
major need.
Yeah.
There always was. You'd always want him out there, but
yeah,
there's a major need there. So
something that would be awesome, but is that in the cards? We don't know.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not even remotely being critical of Dean Marlowe. He's
no.
the guy who showed up. I know he had played in this defense before, but he was never a starting player, and he was the backup, and he's special teams guy, and maybe he did start when he first – no. I'm trying to remember. I don't think he ever was a regular starter. Is who he is, and they need him out there. So you got to change some things. You got to adjust a little bit. You're going to give up some stuff.
Yeah.
But, this team, how many in a row have they won now?
What is that? Seven?
Seven in a row, right?
I believe so. Let me check.
It feels...
Trust us with your sports.
So, by the way, I got to look at it again. I think I predicted them to be 13-4 this year.
I can't remember. I didn't think
I did
I
not
had...
say 14-3. I said 13-4, and they're 13-3 because they played
yes.
just the 16.
Okay.
So, and you were probably right around the same. You might have said 14-3. I'm trying to remember.
I don't think I had that many wins, honestly, because I thought their schedule would be like...
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is that right? Browns, they lost to the Vikings, obviously.
Right.
They beat the Browns. They beat the Lions. They beat the Patriots. They beat the Jets. They beat the Dolphins. They beat the Bears.
Yeah.
And they beat
seven.
Oh, sorry. You know what? The Bengals game was canceled, obviously.
That's true. Yeah.
So
seven
never
in
mind.
A row. So, I mean, they have won 7 in a row, and it's like. And the Bengals have won what?
That was really great radio.
What have the Bengals won?
Bengals were on a 7,
won,
I believe. Because they
yeah,
had one
so
more
now
game.
Won eight, now they've won 8 in
now
a row.
They've won 8 in a row.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. The playoffs are going to be fun. Expectations should still be high for the Bills. They have some issues, but they're not the only one. But you know what they have?
This is the season.
They have 17, and he makes up for a lot of mistakes. And he can just make plays. You're going to need him to be a version of Superman in the playoffs. Maybe not this week. I don't know, depending on what Miami's got going.
Yeah.
But you're going to need him against the Bengals, and you're going to need him against the Chiefs.
If he can flip a switch like he did last year.
Yeah.
In the postseason. I mean, those are obviously incredibly lofty expectations, but if anyone can do it again, it would be Allen.
Yeah. So, I mean, look. Am I fully confident they can go? But I wouldn't put anything past this team. I think maybe this is a year. And by the way, the Rams won the Super Bowl last year. They had a terrible stretch during the middle of the year. They survived in the playoffs every game. Could have lost all of them and ended up winning and won the Super Bowl. So you don't get any bonus points for winning the games by 30. You just got to win and move on. And Josh
yeah.
said it today. Doesn't matter how you do it. You just got to win.
From here on out.
And it's not been beautiful, seamless, no issues.
No.
It's rarely that way anyhow. So
exactly.
Let it be ugly. It would fit with this season.
I predicted the Bills to win this one by a billion.
Yes.
They didn't win by a billion, but they did cover.
They covered.
Yeah,
they won by 12.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I forgot. Why did I think the line was...
It
I don't know what
eight.
It... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they ended Belichick's season 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Well, tip of the cap.
There
All right.
Go.
Do we want to talk press box food? What was the spread?
Upstairs, I think as a little homage to New England, they had...
clam chowder?
No, they had lobster roll.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you? I'm heated right now.
I couldn't bring one down to you.
No, I'm not saying you should have done that. I don't think lobster to go is a good idea, but... I texted Mike a picture of the ham and
yeah, it was
Swiss
so disgusting.
sandwich that I had that I did not eat because I could not palate it. But Dan or Mike literally texted me saying, "Is that frozen?"
Yeah, it looked just awful.
And you had lobster in the press box.
Oh, and chicken wings and rice and a chicken. There's a lot up there.
I am actually mad.
You could come up to press box anytime.
I know.
Something to eat.
I need to. But I get mad because I'm like, why does the meal
for
the photographers have to be so bad?
Before that.
Why does the meal for the photographers have to be so bad?
Because, you know, the key people are upstairs lounging in the press box.
Yeah, lounging.
By the way, I was
probably
up in the press
talking.
box. having coffee, and I was on with Brent Musburger.
That's pretty neat.
It's my
that wasn't your
second
first time,
appearance.
Right? Yeah, I was gonna say.
I love Brent. He starts out the show with, "You are looking live at Las Vegas, the Strip, or whatever." The, you know, it was like so cool. So he was like, and he says my name perfectly. He's like,
do people say it wrong?
You know how sometimes you get Catalano or whatever.
Oh,
it just sounds.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
I just used to no one saying my name right. So
he's like, we're with our friend from Buffalo, Mike Catalana. And it was so good. It's because I grew
cool.
up.
I was going to say, that's
he's
nostalgic.
Like, he's
for
like
you.
83 years old. He's awesome.
Are you going to work that long?
I may not work. Well, never mind.
excuse me. That seems like something I need to know.
Yeah.
No. Don't be spreading rumors. Now we're going to have people asking on the Buffalo Plus
page. Some of them are asking, when is the old man getting out? I'm
no.
like, I got to.
We're talking about Dan.
No. Dan. Dan admitting he loved the running game. He's a run game guy now.
Wow. Never
right?
thought I'd see the day.
He wants zone blocking run game.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, he's admitting.
What a moment.
And Mike Giardi of NFL Network called him out and said to Jenna, right? Didn't he say you got to check on him?
Yeah.
And Dan was like, you know, and I said, he's admitting Mike and Jenna were right, and he was wrong. But I want to see him running a little more. I think they could have run a little more today.
Yeah, the clock.
I'm liking James
stuff.
Cook. But and Devin Singletary had a few tough runs today.
He did.
Yeah.
Did he have the
Not
fumble,
great
though?
Numbers. He had that fumble. Can't give it up. It's a nice play by the defense. But
yeah, that was. Yeah. Their defense is pretty good.
Yeah,
I
they
was,
were good. But
to say, it's just hard to. Guard Josh Allen.
Yeah, he's just he's
when every throw is in play all the time.
Yep.
On any spot on the field. All right, anything else you want to add?
No. I'm looking forward to the playoffs. As we're recording this, we don't know the schedule. I'm going to say Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's a guess of mine. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Monday night.
Yeah.
By the time you guys hear this, you'll already know what it is because they'll announce it either late Sunday or early Monday. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Whenever it is, let's go.
Let's F.
Yes.
G.
That's FG. Yes.
LFG.
Yes. That's what the kids say.
That's what the kids say. Yeah, I would say maybe I think it would be a 1 o'clock in terms of the Sunday. But yeah, we'll know soon. Be sure to stay with Buffalo Plus as we have so many updates.
Yeah, we're going to be.
I'm tired. I'm not going to lie.
That's a long day. We were up early. We did our show, in case you guys didn't see it.
My parents got to watch.
10:30 this morning. Nice.
That, like, makes my heart
Ben and
swell.
Val watching.
Yeah.
In Albany. We were all over the state today.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. Albany, Syracuse, Buffalo,
Albany.
Rochester.
My parents are from Saratoga also. I don't know.
Then the YouTube channel.
Yeah,
we're
all
everywhere.
Over the world.
Yep.
The globe.
Worldwide.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, good talk to you out
That's
there.
It.
All right. Thanks for listening to Buffalo Plus. Please be sure to subscribe as well as rate the podcast.
Give us some comments.
Yeah, the comments really do help. Also, if you just know a Bills fan or anyone who's wanting to get more in-depth coverage of the Bills, including what the press box spread was.
Two words.
Yeah.
Buffalo Plus. Yeah.
Now there's NFL Plus, Hulu Plus. We really started the game in that, I think.
By the way, on the YouTube channel, I wanted to tell you, and I don't even know if we told you this. Dan
what?
And I were in the airport. Did we tell you this?
No.
This young man comes up to us and says, introduce himself. He lives in London.
What?
And
how does he know us?
He watches. He started to follow the NFL during COVID, and he started looking up stuff with the Bills because his wife is originally from Western New York.
Oh.
And she eventually saw it, and she said, of course you're watching Mike Catalana. I'm in Rochester, but it was kind of funny. But he found us on his own, loves the NFL, loves the Bills.
That's so
and
cool.
Yeah, he recognized Dan and I from the YouTube. So
wow.
Go to the YouTube. We are worldwide on the YouTube channel.
I'm not going to lie. That to see this really grow so much has been awesome. It's been
Thank
really
God I
fun.
Thought of it. It
I
really was.
Will. Yeah. Now I'm heated again.
Just. Your dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, by the way. Jenna had lousy, but we got her dinner on the way home.
Yeah.
So we're all
we
good.
Did. I had a really good Rachel. That's what it's called, right? It's like a Reuben with turkey, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah,
it was tasty.
I wasn't paying attention.
It was very good. All right. Thank you for. We've tried to wrap this up like 7 times. Thank you for joining us on Buffalo Plus. For Mike, I am Jenna. We'll catch you next time here. Please be sure to subscribe if you enjoy our content, as well as, like we talked about, rate and comment. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.